With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. The U.S. Department of Agriculture filed a proposed rule last week to rescind the roadless rule. It's a rule created in 2001 that designates certain public lands as areas where roads cannot be built. In Wisconsin, 69,000 acres are designated as inventoried roadless areas. WXPR's Katie Thorson reports.
The USDA says the roadless rule is a, quote, barrier to wildfire risk reduction in national forests. Those in favor of rescinding the roadless rule have criticized it's a one-size-fits-all approach across national forest land. Opponents of the rescission point to studies that show roads don't appear to have an impact one way or another on wildfires. They say the roadless rule protects critical forest habitat and should not be rescinded. When the Trump administration first brought up rescinding the roadless rule, the Sierra Club started hosting a series of town halls across the country to collect public comments on it. That included a town hall in Rhinelander. Sierra Club Wisconsin chapter director Elizabeth Ward says now that the comment period is open, they'll be submitting those comments.
It was abundantly clear that people from environmentalists to wildlife advocates to hunting and other sportsmen to just people worried about, you know, a good use of taxpayer money across the board, the roadless rule was supported. It's an incredibly popular rule that's been in place for decades, and that became very clear. People felt extremely strongly that the rule should be protected.
Written public comment on the roadless rule is open now through September 21st. For comparison, when the rule was first created, the Forest Service held 600 public meetings and got 1.6 million public comments over 18 months. Comments at that time were overwhelmingly in favor of putting the rule in place as a way to protect land and save on the cost of maintaining and building roads.
And these are parts of our forest that remain wild. They're relatively untouched, which is so important for the ecosystem and the wildlife to thrive there. We don't have many places left like this.
We have a link to the public comments at WXPR.org. Just look for this article. Katie Thorson, WXPR News.
A man who works as a Wisconsin state trooper has been charged in a hit and run which injured a man near Merrill. The Lincoln County Sheriff's Office arrested Brandon Carlin. He's been charged with felony hit and run involving great bodily harm. Carlin is free on a $10,000 signature bond. Last weekend, first responders were called to an area near Lake Posobiec Road around 3 a.m. for a report of an injured man who was not moving. As officers were on their way, the victim began to come to, and officers were able to question him when they arrived. According to the man, he was walking along County Road K and was struck by a southbound vehicle. The victim could not provide many details about the vehicle, adding that he had little recollection of what happened. He was taken by ambulance to a Wausau area hospital with undisclosed injuries. Bond conditions for Carlin include absolute sobriety. He'll be back in court September 14th. WAOW Television contributed to this story. A local artist is creating a Veterans Memorial mural in Anago. Dana Gabrielle is calling on the community to help make it a reality. The mural will be a large American flag made from 305 individually personalized ceramic tiles honoring local veterans. Tiles can feature veteran names, photographs, military information, and personal messages. The completed mural will be permanently displayed inside Bradley Funeral Home. The project also gives back to local veterans. $15 from every tile sold will be donated to disabled American veterans to help support local veterans. The mural cannot be completed until all 305 tiles are sold. To date, 32 tiles have been purchased, leaving 273 tiles still needed. This story is courtesy of WAOW Television. Brain health experts are highlighting steps older people can take to protect their memory and cognitive health as they age. Crystal Blair has the story.
In Michigan, almost 2 million residents are 65 and older, making up close to 1 in 5 people in the state. Meanwhile, nearly 17% of Michiganders age 45 and older report experiencing worsening memory loss or confusion. Health officials say staying socially and mentally engaged is key to keeping your brain sharp. Juan Rodriguez is a brain health expert at AARP.
Avoid isolating yourself. Engage your brain. Find ways to stimulate your thinking. Explore new hobbies, new interests. You could pick up an instrument. to learn a new language.
Experts say those habits are part of a broader approach to brain health that also includes managing stress, getting quality sleep, and eating a balanced diet, all of which can help reduce the risk of cognitive decline as people age. One long-running study found older adults who completed a specialized form of brain training had a lower risk of being diagnosed with dementia over the following two decades. Rodriguez reminds seniors that staying mentally sharp doesn't have to come with a high price tag, something important to remember for many older Michiganders living on fixed incomes.
If you're somewhat mobile, if you're able to get to a local museum, going around a museum, reading some of those placards, learning something new, and that's something you can also do at home. You can pick up a new book on a new topic, something you don't know a lot about.
He adds that even small activities like reading or listening to music can help keep the brain engaged, especially for seniors who may have limited mobility or face social isolation. For Michigan News Connection, I'm Crystal Blair.
A measles outbreak in southwest Wisconsin has grown to 41 confirmed cases. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services says there are an additional 7 probable cases in Grant, Iowa, and Lafayette counties. No public exposures have been reported. Health workers say the MMR vaccine is the best protection against measles. The disease is highly contagious and can spread quickly among unvaccinated people. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.